This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
All right, welcome into the Isaiah Stevens Show. I think Isaiah has better intro music than me, because that just puts me in a great mood, man. It really does. Isaiah, my friend, how you doing? I know the schedule's nutty for you, so we're jumping on phone with you today, my man. But how you doing on this this Friday morning?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. I'm doing good.
Did you go to the game yesterday by chance, or did you see the footage of all the, like, 1 million children inside Moby Arena yesterday? It was just mad. That was, the true definition of Moby madness.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. I was able to peek my head in for a little bit. We had some workouts and stuff we had to get to, but I was able to look in there, and, man, those screens were very piercing, man. There's nothing like a bunch of kids at a basketball game.
I think our friend Kevin with the Colorado was saying he brought earplugs in for that because it was going to be so loud. But what a cool idea. Obviously, it's fun for the kids, but it's, you know, it's a marketing tool as well, because all those kiddos, they're going to have memories of a lifetime. And, you know, down the road, they might look at that and say, man, we loved it. We're going to be season ticket holders.
Oh, for sure. And I think we probably need to get a game like that on the men's side. That was special, man, and it was a ton of them too. Like, I don't know how many schools they had involved, but it was packed out in Moby yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think you're right. That'd be awesome to see it for you guys as well. You guys are back at it tomorrow night. That's going to be on CBS Sports Network, going up against Utah State. And I know the UNLV game, Isaiah, was frustrating, but you guys did make that final push, and you made it interesting, but it was just one of those games where it just seemed like, kind of, for the most part, just a lot wasn't going your way.
I could definitely give them a lot of credit for making plays all throughout, and I will. But it definitely was a tough game. But I think we'll be ready to bounce back here on Saturday. So just got to learn from it, flush it, same mentality that we've had the whole way through, and just keep swinging.
You're such a professional when it comes to the way you play this game. I mean, you keep a positive attitude. You're driven. But has it been a little bit more of a challenge in this stretch here? I mean, some tough games, some close games too. Obviously, within the conference, how are you keeping yourself with that positive mentality, saying, "Hey, okay, we just gotta find a way to get through this."
You know, it's just a unique challenge that I've never really been in before, but it's something that I'm eager to try to see if I can figure out with my team and my coaches, and see if we can string together a nice February going into March and just make it interesting for ourselves, right? It does us no good to sit there and just, like, pout our heads and start feeling sorry for ourselves, because we still have games to play. So we might as well go out there and try to win them, right?
So what are you guys kind of doing in this process, Isaiah? I mean, is it more reps, more practice time, more film study, or just, as you said, even more conversations, just talking through different things on a daily basis?
It's been a little bit of both. Definitely we have our moments where maybe we need to see more stuff on film. Some days we just get out there and get on the practice floor a little bit more. And then we've had days where we come in and we talk about everything that's going on and have these honest conversations. So we've mixed it up, and I think that even though it maybe hasn't translated onto the floor, maybe as soon as we have liked, we're definitely making strides as a program right now.
Yeah, in that game too. I mean, there were certainly some positives. Obviously, you're, like I always joke with you, you're at that point now where you're going to fall asleep and score almost 18, 20 points, whatever, 7 assists, no big deal. But John Tonje and Isaiah Rivera, it seemed like the lid was coming off the basket for both of those guys. So that to me was encouraging, because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes when you have those games where you start to see it really go in, that can really carry over to the next game and hopefully the next stretch of games.
Yeah, for sure, especially when you're at home too. You start getting a rhythm, start getting in your routine a little bit more, and just seeing some shots go in is a great feeling for anybody. And so for those two guys to have a good night shooting the ball, at least, was big for us. And I'm excited to see them continue to build on that.
You guys are listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, we talked about this at the beginning of the season. Obviously, you're a great player on the floor, but what you're also very good at is being a leader. Even when you were hurt, you took that seriously, saying, okay, I got to help mentor these guys. What are some of your messages to guys like Tavi Jackson that are kind of struggling right now? Struggled the other night again against UNLV, but we see that. That's not uncommon. Young guys do this. What's kind of your message to those younger guys as you're pushing through kind of a tough time right now, a tough stretch?
Yeah, I tell Tavi all the time, just keep believing in yourself. Keep being you. We brought you here for a reason. And whenever he's confident in himself and being aggressive and not shying away from anything, man, like, we're a totally different team. And we're all behind him, and we're going to continue to be behind him for the rest of this season, no matter what. And so when he steps out there, man, just – continue to be yourself. Be confident in you. The ball's going to keep coming your way. Ain't nobody going to step away from you, man. And then just go out there and make plays. Because when he's not thinking and he's out there just playing ball, man, he's special.
Dude, I might hire you to give me motivational speeches too, actually. Because, we talked about it. You know, when your playing career is over, which is going to be several years down the road, I know the coaching thing is something you're certainly interested in. And I'm telling you, man, just from what I've heard, from talking to you, you would be really good at this.
Man, that's a big compliment. I appreciate that, man.
How about personally? You said it, you know, and I wanted to go circle back to this. You know, you said you haven't been in this kind of situation before. I was thinking about last year. I mean, this time last year, Isaiah, everyone was just, we were talking about March Madness. It wasn't really a question of whether or not the Rams were going to get in. It was just going to be where. We're having those big conversations like, hey, is Nico Medved going to go somewhere? All those interesting sports topics that come up on a talk show, of course. And then this year's just been a little bit different. And you know, you have a lot of really talented guys and extremely talented coaches. What has that been like for you personally, man? Are you able to just kind of compartmentalize that and put that away and just really stay focused? Or, I mean, are there times where it's kind of a bummer, man? It kind of bums you out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, as a competitor, you want to win every game that you play, right? So, but even going back to high school and my first years in college, like, I've never really been in this spot, so it is new, but that's why I lean on the people around me just to help me out. I'm not trying to get through it all by myself, man, because I'm human, you know. There'll be times where I could be sitting there thinking, like, man, I wish things were a little bit different, but that's not the hand we're dealt. So you just got to pick yourself up and keep it pushing, and that's the kind of guys we have here, and we're going to keep swinging till the season's over. So we pretty much just have to keep on pushing.
Yeah. Well, you said you're human. I don't know, man. There's some games where I wonder because you do some pretty – even in that UNLV game, I mean, there was just this stretch at the end where you're just making some phenomenal plays. And that's the thing. We see it. I see it with you, of course. And then you see Tanjay kind of getting going there. Cartier's been pretty good. He seems like he's getting better. And I think there's even moments – Kevin and I were talking about this yesterday – where the coaching staff is even like – they just look at the situation, shake their head, because they know. I mean, there's just certain things that just aren't happening right now. And this is a talented group. There's really no way about it. It's just a talented group.
Right. Yeah, no, 100%. And it can be tough at times, man. And everybody kind of feels that a little bit. But like I said, we just got to pick up and keep swinging, man, and we will. But, yeah, man, it's been an up-and-down season. So many unforeseen circumstances at times, but – you know, we're not a team, and you know this, that's going to sit here and make excuses for ourselves. So we just got to try to figure out a way to make February our best month yet.
Yeah, we'll start kind of a clean slate. You look at it and say, all right, February, let's make February the month here where we make a run. We put ourselves in a better position for the tournament, and maybe we, you know, we get on fire. We've seen that before. It has happened. That's why tournament season is so exciting. So to start this month off going up against Utah State tomorrow, Isaiah, tell us a little bit about this. This is going to be a big game. It's going to be on CBS Sports Network, so a lot of eyeballs will be on this one tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure, man. High level team, great offensively, solid defensively, and they make you work, man. Especially on the offensive end, they make you have to chase them around. They have a lot of good actions, a lot of skilled guys that can make plays at all three levels. So it's not an easy task at all, and it never has been against Utah State for as long as I've been in college. So those games are always fun, competitive, and I'm excited, man. But it's definitely going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, no question. They've had a good season so far, 18-5 and 7-3 in the conference. But I kind of like that mentality that you started with of saying, hey, it's a new month. We're going to use that kind of as a refresher for us, knowing, okay, we can put everything behind us here. Let's make February just a monster month for Colorado State.
Yeah, man, that's all we can do. Like, what's happened is happened. What's done is done at this point. So we might as well just take that approach and move forward with it.
Isaiah Stevens, it's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Okay, Isaiah, let's have some fun here. I want you to get in on our sports topics today, okay? I want you to have some fun with us on this. So Tom Brady obviously retired. We think it's official. I've got the questions out there. Who's the GOAT of all sports? And I put up a couple of my, guys that I've talked, Willie Mays, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, and then I put other in there because I know 90% of the people are going to disagree with me. Who's the GOAT? Who's the greatest of all time when it comes to all of sports?
Man, that is a tough, tough question. I just think it's hard. I think it's just hard to go against Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Man. So just the overall presence that he has in sports, it's almost like this sense of perfection that he carries with him, right? It's hard to overdo that, man. But it would probably be either between Tom Brady, because what he's done, especially in the NFL, not being a freak of nature athletically is insane. But I'll probably say either Tom Brady or Michael Jordan probably are the GOATs of all sports.
I think most people are agreeing with you. I got 38% of our listeners are saying Michael Jordan, and then 33% are saying other. So guys just want to. I mean, trust me, there's a lot of those great ones out there, but I threw Tiger Woods in, and I'm not really a golfer, but what Tiger Woods did, he made a sport relevant. Not a lot of people were watching golf until Tiger Woods stormed onto the scene.
Yeah, no, that's a fact right there. My dad is a big time golf watcher, so I've seen a lot of Tiger Woods growing up, and yeah, I mean that's a very valid statement, man. He definitely made it more common for people that typically don't tap in into that realm, but yeah, I'm not mad at that one either.
So your dad's a big golf watcher. Is he a big golfer too? Do you golf much, man? I imagine you're one of those guys, which is very frustrating for guys like me. Anything you try, you're just going to be really good at it.
Man, I'm not a big golfer. I can swing it around a little bit. We go up to Top Golf from time to time, have some fun out there. But we got some really good golfers on our team though, like Jack Payne, Nick Bassett. Kyle Evans, man, those dudes could get out there and really do some damage. So I'll leave that to them. But as far as my dad goes, he'll play from time to time. When he can, he works so much. When he can, he'll get out there and play a few holes.
Golf is one of those sports I want to be good at because it's so beautiful. The courses around here are so nice, but I'm just terrible at it. And then I just, by the second hole, I'm like, nope, this is done. I'm just going to drive the golf cart around. That's it. It's over.
Man, that's fun in itself, though. So,
yeah. All right, a couple more. Just some fun overall sports questions for you, man. Just looking around the basketball scene, because I know you watch the NBA, you watch a lot of basketball. Right now, do you feel like Nikola Jokic is the MVP, or is it looking like, because we saw Joel Embiid kind of move up the ladder, Jason Tatum's there, and then Luka Doncic as well. So it's kind of been between those four.
Yeah. Man. Right now, I think it's hard to go against him. I will be interested to see kind of what they do with Tatum, just as far as all the voting and everything, just because I want to say they're first in the East right now, maybe first or second, and then he's playing at an unbelievable level. But Jokic first with a triple-double every night, man, like that's almost impossible to overlook. So I'll be interested to see. If I had to give it right now to one person, it probably will be Jokic.
It'll be interesting, yeah, if he can do it three times in a row. What did you make of, talking about Tatum and then LeBron James, the foul call? Obviously, that was a foul call over the weekend. I mean, I see you play all the time, man, and I see where you disagree with the call, and I don't really see you going over the top necessarily. LeBron was all over the place, but what were your thoughts there as a player? I'd love to get your thoughts on LeBron's, because obviously it was a foul call, but the reaction after.
Yeah, I felt like the foul call should have been made 100%.
Right.
And that was a blatant call, especially especially with Bron, you know, if he can't even get the ball up to the basket, something had to happen, right? Like, he's just that strong. But as far as the reaction, though, man, I personally wouldn't do it. I felt like it was a bit much, like getting on your knees and everything. Yeah, that was a lot.
Well, and then Beverly brings out the camera. Did you see that? Where did he get that camera?
I give him props for that. That might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen in a sporting event.
Well, that's what. Where did he get the camera? Like, who has that camera there? Is it a coach or?
Had to be somebody on the baseline. He went and just took it from him.
That's hilarious. All right, so what's the most upset you've ever been at a referee? Do you remember? Do you remember a game? And I won't get you in trouble with the refs or anything, but do you remember a game where you were just livid? It was the worst call you've ever seen.
Oh my gosh! It probably had to be up at Laramie, Roddy's final foul. I might have been last year or the year before. Mm. I just remember we were in Laramie and Roddy came down. I want to say he took a charge and it fouled out Graham EK, and then we went up there. And we were playing. We went back up the floor. We went back up the floor, and he drove. And I want to say Maldonado took a charge on him. And it was a very questionable call. That was probably what I was the most disappointed in. Yeah,
I remember that. I remember that now. I don't think you were alone in being upset. By the way, I think Twitter was chiming in on that one pretty good too.
Yeah, that was a great call right there, man. And he ended up fouling out after that. Yeah,
that's funny you bring that one up. That's one of them for sure. Isaiah, my man, I just kind of wanted to take some time to poke around some of the big sports topics with you. Because I was joking with Ollie for Oakmanesh the other day. He asked how the show was going, and I said, well, I know Isaiah's focused on basketball and playing and then maybe coaching sometime, but you might have a career in this too, man. You could be a talker. Man. You could definitely be a talker in this industry.
I might need to go ahead and your pads up, man, especially if I'm getting these comments from you, man. I need to go ahead and make that change.
I love doing the show, and we'll just keep it rolling, my friend. But Isaiah, man, we wish you the best of luck. I'll be watching tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to this, and I think something's going to break through pretty soon for you guys. I just think there's too much talent on this team, and go make it a crazy February, man.
Might as well, right?
Might as well. All right, my friend, good luck to you tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, Isaiah Stevens, the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. He has a nutty schedule today, so we wanted to get in at least for close to half an hour there. 20 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, my poll question, who is the GOAT of all sports? Although I got to say, Brian and Tanner's poll question today got me going. Dude, I'm a sucker for a good Mount Rushmore talk. I mean, because the beauty of that is, nobody's ever right about it, except for me, on that side of it, right? So I want to have that conversation. Do you have a Mount Rushmore of, like, Alabama players, Angel? Tua, obviously.
I could probably come up with one.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So I want to do, like, a Rushmore of, do the Rockies have enough players to be on a Mount Rushmore? Do they even have enough? Man, I feel like I busted the Rockies
like iconic
today.
Iconic players for the Rockies, mm-hmm. like Cargo, Nolan, Troy Tulowitzki, Story, Blackman.
You got Larry Walker and Todd Helton.
Yeah.
And then is Nolan on there? He was amazing.
But it didn't end well.
But it didn't end well. And, you know, he's not going to have that many years.
I'd put Blackman up there.
Well, he's a fan favorite, too. How far do you want to go back? I mean, again, in the 90s, they go to the playoffs like once. They've only been in the playoffs five times, so it's hard to. But definitely Walker and Helton, because you got to go with a Hall of Famer, and then the one that's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame in Helton.
It's like Trevor Story's like rookie year, just that
just,
on its
just
own,
this year, just the 1 year. That one's tough. Your thoughts on that one? Who's the Rockies' Mount Rushmore? The Nuggets' Mount Rushmore is easy for me. I think, obviously, Nikola Jokic. Obviously, Alex English. Carmelo Anthony is there. Then who is it? Is it David Thompson? It's probably David Thompson. My argument on Dikembe is he only played 4 or 5 years for Denver. The first three are simple. It's Joker, English, and Melo. David Thompson's probably on that as well. 22 minutes after the hour, let's jump out, take a quick break. Think about it. Broncos Mount Rushmore. Let's create all four Mount Rushmores today. What do you think, Angel? We're going to steal some of what Brian and Tanner did on Good Morning NoCo. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.